In this week's Failure Friday segment, we hear about the unfortunate experience of hiring a business coach. This isn't always an unfortunate experience, to be clear. I know we got some business coaches out there listening, but you know, it's not always the best decision. And in this case, the decision led to some costly lessons. The lessons include trusting one's intuition, and for our listener, recognizing the value of her own business acumen. Like, this listener kind of felt like, hey, actually, this might not be the greatest idea. Like, once she starts kind of having some conversations and going through the process, but she figures, well, you know, what do I know? Somebody else knows better than me. And sometimes, like I said, that can be true in some cases, but I think it's also really important to pay attention to that feeling that you have. So I don't want to preempt it too much. You're going to hear the story from her. Her name is Rachel. And of course, Failure Friday is all about looking at mistakes, missteps, disasters, things that go wrong, and what we can learn from them. Key point, what we can learn, how we can create some positivity out of a negative experience. So I so appreciate everybody who's been sharing these kinds of stories because they help all of us in the end. And sometimes we have to go through something difficult to get to, you know, whatever is better on the other side. As I said, Rachel will give us the story about, let's just call it what it is, a useless business coach who fails to help this side hustler. And she's going to recover, of course, but let's hear the story.
In the dynamic world of entrepreneurship, guidance from a seasoned business coach often seems like the key to unlocking new levels of success. I'm Rachel Nguyen, and this is my story of how hiring a business coach in an attempt to elevate my thriving online boutique turned out to be a decision I would regret. My boutique had been doing well, sales were consistent, and the brand was gaining traction. But like any ambitious entrepreneur, I wanted more. I wanted to scale, to reach new markets. That's when I came across a business coach, someone whose impressive credentials and persuasive pitch convinced me that they could take my business to the next level. The coach came highly recommended, at least judging by the testimonies on their website. Eager to see my business grow, I ignored the small voice of doubt in my head and signed up for a series of expensive coaching sessions. As the sessions progressed, however, my initial excitement waned. The coach's advice, while sound, was mostly things I was either already doing or had considered. There was no groundbreaking revelation or unique strategy tailored to my business's specific needs. Instead, I found myself going over basic principles of digital marketing and sales strategies that were common knowledge in my field. The real disappointment set in when we discussed implementation. I had hoped for hands-on guidance, but the coach's role was more about giving suggestions rather than helping me put those ideas into action. I felt like I was left with a list of things I already knew, now wrapped in a hefty coaching fee. As the coaching program ended, I reflected on the experience. My business was still performing well, but not because of any insights gained from the coaching. The growth I experienced was a result of my own hard work and the strategies I had already implemented before the coaching began. This experience taught me a valuable lesson. Sometimes, your intuition and existing knowledge are your best guides. The allure of expert advice is strong, but it's essential to critically evaluate what a coach can truly offer and whether it aligns with your specific business needs and stage of growth. In hindsight, I realized that the investment in a business coach was more about seeking validation than seeking guidance. The journey reaffirmed my belief in my capabilities and the importance of trusting my instincts. Today, I approach business decisions with a renewed trust in my judgment. While I'm still open to learning and growth, I now know that not all guidance comes with a price, and often, the best insights come from within your own experience. The episode with the business coach, while not catastrophic, was a detour that ultimately led me back to trusting myself and my own vision.
Big thanks to Rachel for sharing this story. I've actually heard versions of this story many times. And so, you know, not everybody always wants to come forward and be like, I actually paid somebody and it turned out to be a waste of money because you feel bad. But we need to know this because, again, you know, sometimes some consulting and coaching can be helpful and other times you kind of know going into it that it doesn't feel right. And I think you should pay attention to that. Maybe that's one good lesson. There's probably some others as well. So again, thanks so much, Rachel, for sharing this story. Listeners, thank you for being out there. There is something for you. There's something you can do, a side hustle, a small business, something to really create positive change in your life. sidehustleschool.com, some resources there. This has been episode 2638. A new episode comes out every day, 7 days a week. My name is Chris Guillepeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.